welcome to your new life and our new times in what has been labeled as humanity's greatest leap in evolution. Dr. K is here to assist you with holistic tips and tools, clearings and activations for your vibrational upgrade. Dr. Allison J. K. has been working as an energy medicine practitioner for 20 years, having lived in Asia for 10 years to study subtle energy. People refer to Dr. K. as the lightning bolt due to the high voltage of the work she does on behalf of assisting you to thrive in mind, body, and spirit. That is the greatest backdrop to life on planet Earth right now.
Hello, hello. This is Dr. Allison J.K., who's really happy to be doing a quasi-live radio show with you all. I'm recording this the day before on the full moon of the biggest supermoon in 60 years, closest to the Earth in 60 years, really influencing us all to release and let go. And I know that we have it's a really important time right now. And what I've learned, and when I started asking, why am I paying more attention to the stars? I don't understand. What was shown to me was that being on the yogic path, just meaning practicing yoga and meditation for the decades I have in the energy medicine that I do, I learned that it purifies your system and attunes your system and aligns your system to the greater source field or the universe. And so also my practice at Qigong has done this as well. So I have seen over the past couple of years, I've been paying more and more attention to the stars. So the impact and the effect is that much more felt when we're opened and sensitive to these and attuned to more than just our everyday thinking mind and our personality level self. And what we're going to do today is really help take advantage of these release times. That's what the bottom line is of this full moon. It's going to appear bigger than you've ever seen it, really. And it's going to be really, therefore, because it's closer, having a stronger influence. So if there's something in your life that you've been wanting to release, let go of, that it's been hard and stubborn, this is a really good time to do whatever ceremonies or journal writing or intentions or going out dancing and dancing it away or fire ceremonies or however you do it to just really burn it up and allow the space for something new to come in. And so on that note, I have the honor and privilege of interviewing someone today. And I don't only do interviews with this show, but it just came together synchronistically. Ms. Tina Brinkley-Potts is on our show today. And just wanted to let you guys feel her. And she's going to help with erasing the dysfunction or what's no longer working or the old, releasing it out of your business. Whether you're a small business owner, a coach, an author, she works with the whole spectrum, and create the space and the programs to bring in new, more functional programs that will help your life thrive, your income thrive. So on that note, we're going to be really being able to shift. You'll see it, because one of the things I've come to appreciate about Tina is her practicality. So on reading over her bio, I don't normally do this, but I want to read you her bio, actually, because it's so impressive. She has next to this picture where she looks like a cat. Tina Brinkley, she's not dressed like a cat, mind you. It's just her eyes. Go to TinaBrinkleyPotts.com, and you'll see what I'm talking about. TinaBrinkleyPotts.com, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So what can a small business consultant do for you is what is written in the question form at the top of her homepage, and then it says, or her about page. Tina Brinkley-Potts, a prominent small business consultant, coach, and speaker, has a 10-year history of guiding business owners and entrepreneurs on how to achieve greater potential, increased revenues, and efficiency by using technology. Her clients include authors, former professional athletes, top-producing network marketing professionals, business associations, and mom-and-pop organizations, and doctors that have achieved 6- and 7-figure incomes. Becoming the matriarch of her family and extended family when she was just 22, Tina was unable to complete her bachelor's degree due to her need to make money. She dropped out of college and took a job as a billing clerk for a local manufacturer. Within months, Tina became the comptroller and held that position for almost 10 years until she positioned the business for acquisition by a publicly traded company. Understanding that education is the key, Tina returned back to school in a program that would allow her to finish her bachelor's degree and begin a dual master's Juris Doctorate of Law while still holding her full-time position until her mother suffered a stroke. To continue her pursuit of education, sharpen her skills and knowledge, Tina continuously participates in personal development programs and small business-specific trainings. So small business consultants specializing in technology such as online marketing and social media is a little bit more of another subtitle. And she goes on to say, Tina has a no-nonsense approach, and by God, does she. And it's not in any kind of spurious way that will make you feel at all uncomfortable. You'll just end up appreciating. Listen to the practicality she's had to gain. And you'll hear more from her in just a second as she's giggling there. So it goes on to say there are many programs that promise to inspire people and produce change, right? But many remain stuck in the same predicament. And that's, again, great timing for this show with the full moon for release, what's no longer working, what you've been wanting to release that's been kind of stuck. So as a small business consultant, Tina teaches her clients how to get from point A to point B. She provides practical solutions, systems, and techniques to help clients accomplish their goals. She has great success helping small businesses transition to in this new economy. Tina shares life-changing ideas that help clients thrive if they have experienced a major life-altering event, like job loss, loss of a loved one, or possession, such as a house. She helps clients use adversity as a catalyst for change and success. Some examples of completed projects, then you can go on her website and read the rest. One of them is that she helped the church increase its attendance by 40% in less than 6 days. Here's another one. A client had billed over $60,000, and they had over $60,000 in non-billed revenue that went straight to the bottom line that Tina saw and helped them get paid. In less than 30 days, they had that. She helped the client recognize and prepare for funding source loss, which represented 75% of the client's revenue. And this client maintained revenue without any decrease from the previous year. So this woman is stellar, and here she is. Tina, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Wow, Allison, thank you for that. You know, I haven't read that bio in years, so I forgot it was there. Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
I forgot about it.
You're welcome. You deserve it. I read your bio, and I was like, holy cow, I get you more now. And I appreciate knowing this information about you. And I know the feeling, too, Tina, when I've been on interviews before, hearing my bio read, and it's like, oh, wow. So I know what you mean.
Yeah, and, you know, because that one, I don't even use that one anymore, but I'm so glad that that is the one that you found and you're using, because it gave me in this very moment an appreciation of, like, why I'm helping people that have a lot of letters behind their name. Why I'm helping MBAs and PhDs and, you know, JDs or whatever the letters are. But it gave me your appreciation of that. So thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, Tina has been helping me. She's behind some of the release of my second book, Vibrational Upgrade, the same name as this radio show, and many other programs that are in the works of getting launched. And I, from an academic background, as well as having been a professional teacher in the classroom for 12 years and an administrator and facilitator of getting the school certified and accredited over the international school I was working at, it's a lot of academics, a lot of academic talk, and it's nice to just see practicality happening. And Tina is a refreshing breath of fresh air with, okay, that's great. I mean, I even have had to talk to someone that I have in a contracted position about, okay, that's great theory. I'm glad you have that knowledge, but how can you apply that to my business and make it have an effect? That is what I'm looking for. So Tina is just outstanding with this. So I want to start, Tina, if you wouldn't mind, and I think a little bit more of a generalized way in using your brilliance and helping the audience benefit. Okay, so considering the practicality of your work and the quick turnaround of results that you get, and that's therefore what we're going to focus on and what you're known for, I love how you slice directly to the point and to what practically needs to be put in place in getting people to give you what you need so you can then set them up with the products or the funnels or the services or the program for the expansion or the increased
exposure or the goals they have. So you being so practical, how do we deal with the heavy saturation in the market for people who are coaches, authors, speakers, where there's even coaches for the coaches, authors, and speakers to break into the speaking business and fill their rooms and publish their books and how to coach people successfully? That it's a really saturated market. And I find myself questioning, you know, I'm not just a coach. It's one of my credentials. But for God's sakes, I go so far beyond that with the effectiveness of what I do and the results it delivers for people. How do I get seen above the fray? And so I know that
that's such a wonderful question. Such a wonderful question. And, you know, first and foremost, yes, you are exceptional, right? You are. I just want to say that first. You are exceptional. And the best thing you do is you stand in your superpower. See, many people are out there talking in industry jargon. And you and I have had this conversation, right? Because, you know, you talk a lot about chakras and healings and energy healing and theta and, you know, all of those things. But those things have a limited audience because there are people who know and understand what that is. But guess what? When I got to know you and I got to know the transformation that you are actually bringing to the world, like to know that you're setting people free from, you know, all of those, they spent this lifetime thinking that they wanted to be an attorney or a doctor or any of those things. And then all of a sudden they go, okay, I did that. And it's not what I want to do anymore. And now I want to go live a life of purpose as well as earn money from it. And that you're helping them transition to that without the shame or the guilt or any of those lower emotions that tend to guide us and keep us from doing what we really want. When you start talking in that frame, you will bring so many more people right to your message, because guess what? They're going to go, oh, my God, she's talking to me. She's speaking directly to me. And that's one of the things that I help with most of my clients. What's really your superpower? Your superpower is not branding. Your superpower isn't you're a life coach. Your superpower isn't, you know, automation for me, right? Automation or digital strategist or, you know, all of these titles that people want to give me. My superpower is I help people stand into who they really are and make money from it. And not make money in a greedy way, because that's where every time we talk about money, you know, people want to think of it in those negative terms, you know, greed, money's the root of all evil, all of that. But because they have these big missions that need to be funded, right, help them monetize that mission, that purpose, that innate love that's down in their heart that they need to express. That's what I do.
Exactly. You do what you're doing with me.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
What you're doing with me, sister. Yeah.
Yes.
Truly. It really is. And I know it is so funny. When she first came into contact with my platform, she was brought in on another contract. I was working with somebody else, and she was partnering with him, and she was working on the release of my second book, Vibrational Upgrade. That is what the name of the show is, right? And so it's available on Amazon.com. You'll see more activity with that coming up, and it's endorsed by Guru Dev, who created Kapalu Yoga and Wellness Center and Amrit Yoga and Wellness Center, and I'm so proud of that endorsement from Guru Dev. He's one of the main and one of the remaining alive, only ones remaining alive, Indian gurus who came out of India and brought yoga to America in the influx in the 60s. We had a lot of people go over, but there were some that came over here too. So that's my book, Vibrational Upgrade, on Amazon. Tina came into contact with my business and platform from that, and the first thing that she got personally about my business was that I need time freedom. It's something I'm doing with my time. So here we are in the framing of the full moon, right? Where are you needing to release things that are dysfunctional, that are no longer bringing you what you desire? But when she was understanding why she got this sentence appear in her head when working with my platform, she came up with I feel awkward speaking for you. She came up with the understanding that something I am doing is plugging up what could be flowing instead. And so we've been working together since then because she hit it. I had been praying and asking questions and running processes on and really using my heart as the tool it is that's talked about in the book and that I talk about in all my work in consciousness and in soul marketing and marketing using energy, just claiming out to the universe, how can I do this? How can I get to the people who need this work? Because it benefits so many people when they walk away from working with me, the amount of positive results. I mean, that's all I get is positivity, but they're quick. The results are quick, and they surprise even me. My team or staff has kind of gotten used to it by now and being kind of overwhelmed with testimonials. But I'm still flabbergasted that whatever I'm doing through me helps produce these kinds of results in people in their lives. And I'm busting my butt. And I was saying to the universe, I can't keep doing this at this rate. What else is possible? And asking more specific questions. And in my Tina, in our first real interaction together, she's saying, I'm not really sure why I'm hearing this, but something you're doing with your time is stopping up your flows. And so that's how we met. So she's not just knowledge-based. She's very fluid with her intuition and applies it with the practical approach. And so, Tina, one of the things, I don't know if you want to expand on anything I just said or launch into another question.
I do. So first and foremost, you know, of course, your intuition of and calling forth this into your life is something that you were able and willing to recognize. But I really just want to say for your audience that a lot of times we would ignore that. And Allison didn't. Allison was like, wow, I've been calling this into my life, so Tina and I need to talk more. And a lot of times we want to ignore that because we're letting our head guide us more than we're letting our heart. And we were taught that when we were little. We were taught that all through school. A lot of the sayings that we hear tells us that, you know, don't take it personal, it's just business, or, you know, lead with your head, make head decisions. And technically you want to integrate your head and your heart so that they can make decisions together. And Allison has been mastering that for probably most of her adult life. So when I showed up, she could recognize it, but most people can't. So if I were to give you one thing out of this segment that I'm having with Allison is follow those little things. Start following them because they turn into big things. Don't dismiss them. Now I want you to explore them. I want you to feel like a kid in the candy store and there's all these varieties of candy and, you know, you want to put one in your mouth and taste it and then might go, oh, no, I don't like this one and spit it back out. I really want you to get that playfulness, being able to explore and understanding that even if it isn't the right path, you will find that just because of your exploration, you will find more things line up for you. Allison, did I say that in a way that makes sense? Because I really did
totally
want people to understand that method. I think that was the biggest thing that was great between us is that we both recognized there was something. Like, I wasn't afraid to share with you where in the past I may not have shared just what my guidance would have said because Allison knows that I'm getting used to this. I mean, I've had it all my life, and I've used it in a lot of ways where it's just personal to me. But when it was time to speak up and tell someone, I didn't share as much. And with Allison, I instantly felt comfortable to go, wait a minute, I got to tell you what I got for you. So it was good for me, too.
I left that conversation in tears because it was such a breakthrough. There were other things going on because it was the release of the book, and the book was hitting number 2 on the international bestseller list. And I actually felt my mom just from – she passed away 6 years ago next week. I actually even felt her come through after our conversation. So it was monumental. And what Tina is taking time to focus on is really one of the key things I deal with talking to small businesses and my own coaching with increasing revenue streams, in that it's also a differentiation I am making more and more with my one-on-ones, with my groups, in whatever capacity, that we are conditioned, if we're of a spiritual, metaphysical background, and even the yogic background, to expect our intuition to be in the third eye or that sixth chakra. And it's not just there. It's exactly what Tina, what we're giving you as an example, and what Tina so eloquently described. It's that upliftment, that playfulness, that joyfulness that you want to explore something. The heart contains our intuition as much as our third eye does. And so when we're, you know, buoyantly uplifted and want to play and want to explore something like a little kid, that's intuitiveness coming through. That's guidance coming through saying yes. So learning to use that as the tool it's meant to be, because our energy in conscious expanding and growing in our existence right now on our planet, and we're moving more and more into it and further away from sole reliance on the intellect as the primary tool, because it doesn't get us where we want to go. It doesn't expand and blow up and increase the well-being and the joy in our lives the way that, you know, following our intellectual, rational, logical, strategic plans does. It can capture so much more that brings in a robustness to our lives. So following that joy, even if you, and especially, you're not going to know the how. I didn't know the how. You heard me give the example of me asking the universe, show me the how, bring in the how. And so Tina absolutely is the how. So let's get to it more. Tina, one of the things that's actually closer to the bottom of my list of questions I want to ask, but it seems relevant. I was listening to your boot camp for five-figure income webinar, and you said something really specific that I loved. You said the Facebook likes, you know, the conditioning in the field is that you work the Facebook likes because that is going to lead to increased sales. And you were saying it absolutely does not convert to sales. And then you brought up that it's just the conditioning and the I don't know, the focus on, you know, getting the following and getting all the likes and having a lot of likes, and the seven touch theory that clients or potential customers have to have seven interactions with you before they can consider buying. And you gave that really practical advice that the Facebook likes do not convert to sales. So if you are practically wanting to increase your revenue, stop working the growth of your audience as much as, and then you gave other suggestions. So I just wanted to thank you for that practical piece and ask if you had any more tidbits coming through that you feel appropriate to share, so
absolutely
they can taste your
practicality. I give you a great example. Yeah, give you a great example. I did an ad on Facebook. Facebook, number one for me and for a lot of my clients, is a huge marketplace. So even though I'm saying don't play for likes, play for impact, you really can monetize your message there. So I ran an ad, and the ad was about hubby telling wife it's now time to get a job. Now, I know that there are a lot of wives out there right now who their husbands, they've been, you know, growing a coaching business or some kind of online business, and they feel like they've been doing everything that the world is telling them to do, and it's just not working. And so in this ad, I literally hit on that. I said, it's hubby telling you to get a job. Now, Allison, nobody liked that ad. I'm saying big fat goose egg, okay? Big fat goose egg. But I had, and I don't remember the exact number, but I had over 1,000 clicks to that website, and I had so many applications that for that program, I don't even remember the count of it. But no, but remember, nobody liked it, because most of the time when we're talking about those things that people feel they can't say out loud, they can't publicly like it, they can't publicly admit to the world, I'm doing all of this, but I don't have any clients, because we've been all told to fake it until we make it.
Yeah, power through.
And so, power through. And so instead of doing that, I tell people, no, I want you to be exactly who you are. It's okay if you fall. As a matter of fact, share your failures, and you'll get more people who are going to go, thank you. Thank you. I needed to hear this today. And I think that's the biggest thing. I think that is the biggest thing that we're making a mistake is we want to be approved. I did a video a long time ago, and it's called Get Out of High School. Stop trying to have people like you. That's what we did in high school. Remember the bullies and the popular girls and that movie Mean Girls, you know, that whole thing. We don't need to be in high school. We want to make an impact. And if you share your heart and you tell people that this is what you do and this is who you are, they can be attracted to the real you. And it's not only are you going to get more clients that way, you'll get a bigger audience that way, and the best part is that you'll have more satisfied clients because they know exactly who they're working with from the minute that you walk in the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that approval thing, on my Tuesday night group call, I do that clearing, I would say 80% of the time on each and every call, clearing the block of needing approval. It's huge. It really is.
Mm. Yeah.
I love, there's so many directions I want to go right now. The first one I want to go is the example of you saying to me, stop talking about the chakras, Allison. And and I knew that, too, because I knew I was having a difficult time, as I already asked the question, how do I get myself distinguished above the fray? I'm not just another coach that's going to intellectually talk. I'm working with energy, and I have a vibration that's able to command energy that gets results. How do I get that above the fray? And for me, I was using the chakra column because it's a great roadmap to touch every point of our lives because each chakra commands a certain or is responsible for a certain area of our lives or domain of our lives. And so I know I had started working with a publicist who was doing specific pitches like meditate your way to a better life, stress busting tips. So he was pitching specific topics I could help with the media as opposed to what I had done previously with a different publicist, which was here's her book release and she can come on your show and talk. And it was up to them to discern, you know, what I could talk about with my sample interview questions from each of my books. So you came in at a time where I'm seeing the benefit of talking specifically to issues and taking it out of the jargon talk, like you were saying already. So one of the areas that we just saw an example on this call was talking about the heart chakra, but what it really is for, one of the main things is you can, when we're not weighed down with resentment or bitterness or frustration or even anger over the past and over what isn't releasing, and we're engaging and choosing activities that will help, even with those feelings, that will help grow the playfulness and the lightness, and we're engaging in self-care and self-nurturance, those in gratitude, those all help open up the heart chakra. So when we have an open heart chakra, it's the major broadcaster we have. It's the absolute biggest marketing tool within our own field of consciousness that we each are to be used. So I have ended up being able to talk about marketing when bringing in the heart chakra. And you're helping me come out of jargon talk gradually, slowly. And not that I'm so, you know, miserably overwhelmed with having to talk about the chakras. I can convert. I mean, it's the translator that I've been known to be throughout my professional life. It's not that difficult for me. But the marketing, the presentation of it to the general public is just not my forte. It's yours. And so do you have anything that you can suggest about that?
Yes. So let's think about this, Allison. One of the reasons why you're just phenomenal too is you have an analytical background. You have a PhD, but yet you're talking about the word chakras, which is more in the spirituality field, right? And so when you think about that, you could literally approach the same conversation, if we wanted to use industry jargon, from neuroscience, from productivity, from spirituality, from so many different ways. So if you just take and step back from that jargon and just use stories, for instance, we know that when you're carrying around guilt or resentment, your productivity is at an all-time low. And one of the ways that I explain something like that is think about when you have anxiety. Brian Tracy wrote a book called Eat That Frog. It's a nice little short book for anybody that wants to read it. I think it's even free online somewhere, ebook. But if you want a background to what I'm about to talk about, you can go. It's a real easy read, couple hours. But the main premise of this book is that we've been taught to put off that big thing that we need to do until the end when we really should do it in the beginning. And so an example that I like to give is if you're going into your job and you feel you deserve a raise, so today you've pumped yourself up to ask for that raise, right?
When
you go into that job, most people will sit all day long and think about how they're going to ask for that raise. And so their productivity is going to be at all-time low because they're going to be thinking about 100 ways to Sunday to go in and ask their supervisor for that raise. Then they're going to, again, wait until the end of the day. The supervisor could now be on the other side of this noticing, hey, you know, she's kind of unproductive today. I wonder what's going on with her, this, that, and the other. Now, he's observed that, and when the person goes in and asks for this raise, now they're asking for this raise under circumstances where the supervisor's kind of looking, you've been unproductive today, and you're asking me for a raise. Now, Allison, I'm sure that there are 99 ways to Sunday that you could explain that in chakra, right?
Yes, ma'am.
But the story I gave you is just a real-life example. And it's going to make anybody that has ever asked for a raise, they're going to go, oh, my gosh, yes, that's exactly what you do. You know, even when you have, you know, that's exactly how it happens. So when we change and we talk about real-life experiences instead of our industry jargon, it changes how people receive our message. It doesn't change who you are. It just changes how your message is received. Because now it can be received in a way that meets them exactly where they are.
Okay, so Tina, how do you turn that into a group mentoring or mastermind?
How would I turn that into a group mentoring? So, like, for instance, I would say 90 days to your raise. Let me help you have the confidence, the strength, the struggle, the confidence and the strength to get, not only ask, but get your raise.
Okay.
Because
so
I'm
going to
make it more productive.
Yep. And then that leads into being able to market it to feel like you need to be more productive or 90 days to being more productive. Then there's the repackaging that you've talked about, yeah? So it's not, because where my mind went in the non-marketing professional thinking that I have was, okay, so doesn't that make me lose everybody else that could benefit from the understanding of what letting go of resentment, bitterness, and frustration can do for you?
No. It's actually the opposite. It sounds so counterintuitive. And, Allison, I'm so happy you said this because this is the number one resistance that I get from a lot of my clients. Is when I try to get them to narrow to a specific audience, they go, oh, no, Tina, but I also work with this kind of person, and this person does this. And I tell them, you know, our stories, our personal stories actually become universal because they bond us by heart, by the heart chakra, right? Because now they can feel the emotion. They can feel I know what I'm talking about because I can give it to them in a real-life practical story. They can tell that I'm not just reciting statistics out of a book, right? It wasn't that I just went and memorized anything, that I actually can practically apply it to everyday life. So guess what? Even if you're not a, let's say you don't work a job, in that same instance, what would immediately happen in your head, because this is what happens when we open up the heart chakra, it's going to now go into your filter. What's going to happen is you're going to go, okay, I'm a business owner, and I've been trying to tell my client that I need to raise her rates from $200 a month to $400 a month. So this makes sense to me. That's immediately what happens when we share stories.
Yeah, we look to the commonality. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's say I'm devising a new group program, and I want to have you guys hang on, because this isn't all that we're going to talk about, is online programs and services and revenue increasing practical support. It's all going to be leading into talking to about touring and going to speak at live gigs. So if that's an interest of yours, hang on to. But Tina, where I want to come back to though is, so let's say I'm devising a new program to capture a new group of people and bring in new people to a group program to leverage my time more and to get the work that I do out benefiting more people, which is the goal, right? That's why mm-hmm. we're working together. Yeah, it's not mm-hmm. only to get me more time freedom, but it's so I can reach more people and get more people leg up and realizing they can have what they want, and that in fact we are creating everything anyway, so why not make it something that you want to experience instead of hell? So let's say I now have this new program, and that's one of the marketing ways. Let's say it's a revenue increasing program, or let's say it's actually for people who want to transition out of a job they hate that they would have to then go in and ask for a raise for. How do you transition into doing work that you actually love? So that's one group of people I could market with one story. And then is it me then reframing another reason with another story from another client of mine, why she wants out of her corporate job and into a business of her own? Like, she's totally creative and gets really juiced, and her juice totally dries up when she starts doing the marketing analysis that she has to do for her job. And it's much more than 9 to 5 every day. She loses her juice. So she wants to stay juiced. I want her, I'm out for her to stay juiced. And her being able to create things and then sell them is what juices her. So if now we have that group of, do I then reframe the presentation of the message with another
yes.
story?
Yes. And actually, Allison, you really hit the nail on the head. So most of the time, people create 99 different programs to try to satisfy each one of those. I say that you have one program and you create 99 different marketing channels, marketing campaigns, because now you're taking your one program and you're using the language that speaks directly to the person that you want to attract. Allison, I have a video, and for your audience, definitely I'll make sure you have a link to that video. That video is called The Power of One, and I'm standing in front of a whiteboard, and I'm teaching how to market the same product 100 different ways. So this speaks to the very thing that you're saying. And so I use the example of, I had a cleaning company. And in this cleaning company, I grew this cleaning company until we had a waiting list. And a waiting list, yes. And so the way that I did it is I learned what was important for people when they wanted their house cleaned. Because the person who wants her house cleaned on holidays is a different kind of person who wants her house cleaned every week. So we learned the difference. One of the biggest and most successful marketing pieces we had was, I called it the white glove inspection by your mother-in-law. Now, for every every wife that's out there who feels judged by her mother-in-law knows exactly what I'm talking about before I even say another word. But, so, every holiday we were booked solid before a holiday happened, simply because for all of those who knew their mother-in-law was coming, knew that every lamp needed to be dusted because she felt judged by her mother-in-law. She wanted to make sure that we came in. I also talk about, like, the other ways, too, but that whole video shows you, oh, I don't have to change my program. I just change my marketing funnel. And so a lot of times people are using marketing as one-off. We mix up advertising and marketing, and they're not the same thing, especially relationship marketing. So I can have all different types of campaigns running at the same exact time, bringing in different types of people. And that's one of the things we're going to help you do.
Brilliant, my dear. And so that means I do another thing that you talked about is I assess my typical customer, not my ideal client only, but the typical people who are coming to me. Mm-hmm. And I can pull out stories and market from there.
Yes, ma'am. And I like that you said not my ideal client, because I don't believe in the traditional avatar as most marketers are out here talking. My avatar is the pain point. My avatar is not, you know, I'm looking for women who are the ages of, you know, 35 to 50 in a 50,000 income bracket. That's not my avatar. My avatar is you are looking for time and financial freedom. You want to make an impact in this world, and you want to create your own economy. You don't want anything else to be able to hold you back. You know that you have a message. You know you want to share it, and you know that if you had the right tools behind you, that you would be successful. Those are the people that I'm looking for. I'm looking for people who work with coaches with no success. And a lot of people go, Tina, why do you want those people? Because those people come with a chip on their shoulder. Yes, and that's exactly why I want them, because I can show them exactly the pieces that they didn't get from that previous coach. I can show them, because I'm not going to try to change who you are. I want you to be exactly who you are, and I just want to amplify it. So I don't believe in a traditional avatar.
That's one thing I absolutely am increasingly appreciating about you, is I don't want to change who you are. I want to amplify who you already are, because Tina and listeners, I know you already get it. I can feel you're already getting it. And that the typical way is what we hear out there is contort yourself, buy this product, look this way, and then you'll get this result. So the whole societal backdrop, at least in any globalized economy, especially the United States of America, is contort yourself so that you're like this because this is what works. And instead, Tina, you're not doing that. You're saying stay exactly who you are and let's amplify who you are.
Yes. Allison, I've been behind the scenes of so many what appears. You know, and I'm using the word appears in air quotes, right? What appears to be so successful. And I walk in and then immediately, like, I'm that person that people just want to talk to. People will just start telling their life story to. And I listen. I feel if you are willing to share your life story with me, then I'm honored and I'm going to listen. And so most of the time people tell me, like, I wish that this was more profitable than what it is. Or even though it looks grand and phenomenal, and I don't want people to feel like they have to live that. And a lot of times what I find is they don't even want to do what they're doing. They want to do this thing over here, but they don't think it's going to be able to help them feed their family. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I just know that there's a better way. And I think that's the other thing, too, that I love about you, is that's really what you stand for. And that's really what you're doing for people, is you're bringing them back to their very own essence and saying, you can have this. I don't know who told you this. I don't know if it was a parent when you were a kid, or that guidance counselor who didn't think you were going to be successful, or whatever version of still in your dream. You're giving them their dream back, and I really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. I think it was a combination of my mother and my own. What makes me the practitioner that I am in flowing the energy that I do to the people I work with, me, inherently me, with my connection to Source, knowing that we are designed for bliss. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And then the research, the stuff I learned along the lines living in Asia for 10 years, for example, understanding that the chakra system is designed for our physical health, the more that we honor our true desires and our real self and what makes our heart sing. So the more that we honor our happiness and joy, the healthier we are. And I'm not going to go into that now, but that's a short synopsis of I have been saying my email address for 20-something years has been my initials and then the word bliss. Thank you. I mean, the subtitle of my book, Vibrational Upgrade, A Conspiracy for Your Bliss. We are in times right now, too, and I want to be doing this work. It's not that I feel like I have a message. It's not like I have something to share that I'm not one of those kinds of people. I'm doing this, Tina, because it works. Because people are coming to me, it's in demand, and it's getting them what they want. And so clearly I'm in alignment with something that the universe is seeing needed in these times. And I don't think I could have done this work full-time 15 years ago or 20 years ago because the demand wasn't there yet. Come 2012, leading on up into 2032, we're in a very different time now where the energetic backdrop of what the times are we're living in sets us up to stop doing what makes you miserable and start doing what makes you thrive, because then you will thrive, and that's what's meant to happen, especially right now. So in that transition from the old drudgery of the cubicles and the suppression of the life force because you hate your life, you hate your job, you feel obligated, heavy and weighed down, we're complete the field paradigm. And now we're moving into the new one. I listen to the tone of my voice. I mean, I believe it like I know the sky has a sun and a moon in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you just said it. Listen to the tone of your voice. And that belief, that knowing, that when people can hear you speak like that, right, they're like, yes, that's me. I've been living in this cubicle forever, and that's not where I want to be. I know that there's more to life than just this.
Yep. And the tie-in to the physical that I'm always coming back to that makes people, and I frequently have used, like when I spoke at the LA Conscious Life Expo for a couple of years and I had a full ballroom, and when I would go through the chakra column and talk about the physical effects and the emotional effects when this chakra was closed down, and then I go to the next one below it, by like the third chakra, people would sit back in their chairs and they'd be like, I have that. So the dulled, suppressed life force is from you dulling and suppressing your joy. So you're going around obligated, your shoulders are heavy, the fifth chakra is shut down because what's there in part is, do you feel like you have possibilities and choices, or do you feel obligated and no choice? So it's open and the shoulders are down if you feel like you have a lot of choice in your life and anything is possible, and it's shut down with the tight neck and tight shoulders when you feel like you have no choice and just have to do what's right in front of you. And so when those kinds of connections are made, that's exactly it. People sit back and they go, oh, my God, that's me. And the speaking of it to people, let's talk about that now. Let's transition into that. I don't know. So you don't have the full energy that we're meant to have if we suppress our desires. I go into that in both of my books. So if you want to know more, you can read in my books. But there's a debit that happens to our physical well-being when we're fighting back and staying in fear. So, yeah, I mean, it's just phenomenal how much our systems are designed for bliss.
That's just like that little thing, right? Let's say your thing is cooking, right? And you never thought you would open a restaurant. You didn't want to be a business owner, this, that, or the other. And, you know, if that is your gift, if that is the thing that lights you more than anything, the more that you find time to do that, the more that everything else that you want in your life will show up. And while, Allison, I'm sure that you can give all of the, you know, all of the reasons why that is true, I just know that to be true. So I'm not going to profess to know what you know. I'm sure you can give explanations. But when you take and we start talking about that universal that pain point, but you know, because pain can
when people talk about pain and marketing, right, and because I know we're ready to transition into, like, you know, in-person events and everything, so I'm going to help us make this transition a little bit. But when you want to meet other people and you want to attract them to you and make it easy to attract to you, when you're talking about life as it exists now in a way that they understand, just like we were just talking about, you want to ask for that raise, and man, you know, it's had you distracted for 2 weeks to ask for that raise, or you've been living in that cubicle, like you just said, and you know that there's more to life. When you start out and you're talking about that and you just say, but I have a way, I have a way, and I can't wait to share this with you. And when you come see me at XYZ place or whatever, or if you watch this video or you go to my website, I'm going to teach you the 3 ways that you can change this, you know, in the next week, month, year, whatever it is. That changes how people are looking at you. Now, Allison, once they get there and you start talking about it, of course, then you're going to start talking about chakras like you did at that in that ballroom, because now you have their attention, because their attention is I don't want to live in this cubicle anymore.
Yep. You're talking about problem-based marketing and solution-based marketing, and I have been like, about it. I've wanted to just only market to offering solutions and not speaking to their pain points, and I've just been trying to find a way to continue to consistently do that. In speaking
and
to
it's,
this is,
and it's a pretty unique way, Allison, because you know how much I believe in a law of attraction, and I believe that, you know, whether you believe in it or not, you know, the law is the law, as far as I'm concerned.
You got it.
Anyway.
Yep.
So whatever you have coming into your life is definitely at some point of your thoughts and your emotions. And so, but the way that I teach my clients to do this, we're not going to dwell in the problem. We're going to meet you where you are, and then I'm going to help you soar. And this is why we, you know, because a lot of solution-based marketing, as you were saying, traditional solution-based marketing, has you so far in that pain. And we as spiritual practitioners don't want to live there. And I definitely don't want to live there. I'm just going to meet you there. What I know is if I'm talking above your head, and I don't mean talking above your head like I know more than you, I'm saying if I don't meet you where you are, if you're in pain right now and I don't at least acknowledge that pain, you can't hear me. So I acknowledge your pain first, and then I acknowledge your pain, I hold your hand, and I bring you where you really want to go. And sometimes your old stuff will keep coming up. And this is where a good coach, and Allison, you and I have had this conversation behind the scenes. This is where a good coach has to really work on themselves. Because when I'm holding your hand and I'm taking you where you want to go, your old stuff could come up. And that could show up and manifest in all kinds of ways. You could get mad with me. You could want to cuss me. You could whatever. But as a good coach, and because you could even want to quit. And as a good coach, I know that I just got to keep working on myself as much as I tell my clients they need to. And I'm still going to hold your hand, even though you have these manifestations that are coming that you need to go through. Because the one thing that I know, and I know I'm getting ready to get a little bit more spiritual than business side right now, is that anything that we have in our life happens twice. It happens once in the mind and once in the physical. And so just because today you have that realization doesn't mean that when you already thought of this painful thing that it isn't still going to show up. It's going to show up. And so most people get distracted and go, oh, see, what she said isn't working, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no. We're still on the right path. We got to keep going.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep going. Yeah. And so I know that, and, you know, you and I talked about this. There's a lot of people out there who are hanging that coach hat on now. And for me, for a long time, I wouldn't use that word. I was a consultant. I was a mentor. I was all of these things, but I wouldn't use
that word. But not a coach.
I wouldn't use the word coach because it just it had a negative connotation to me. And the reason it had a negative connotation because there were so many people who just went and read a book and decided that they could hang that shingle out. And not making them wrong, but that's not where I want it to live. And I know that there is a better way. And that better way is by understanding that if people really truly need a transformation, and if you're truly in it with them for the long haul, and you're going to be all in, you have to be all in even when the negative stuff shows up too. Because that's just resistance from their old conditioning. And it has to show up. It has to show up in order for them to move forward.
That's why I love what I do, Tina, because the energy medicine clears out the blocks. So what I have been talking about, and even one of my female clients in Paris this week, she said she's been reading Eckhart Tolle's Power of Now book, and she was getting the intellectual understanding of what's possible, but then the work with me has given her the experiential embodied shift that she knows it's possible. So I love it. It's not an intellectual process with me. I can provide the intellectual materials to support, and I provide the intellectual coaching as we've talked about when need be. But when I know there, from knowing the mind from all the years of meditating with my own mind and then teaching meditation across the planet to every, both genders, all different ages, all sorts of different cultures, the mind is the same. And when you're getting ready for soul expansion, the ego mind fear goes into fear. The ego mind goes into fear. It is a reflex. It's sure as hitting the knee with a hammer is going to kick out the foot. So it is what it is. And coming in with the energy medicine and then being able to clear out the blocks that are the resistance, the beliefs, I can't do this. I'm not worthy of having what I want. I always fail. I don't choose well. I can't hear my guidance. I always mess up. I'm not, my brother always gets what he wants. I don't get what I want. All of the different blocks that are in the unconsciousness that makes people stop themselves from doing what they want, I get to clear them. And they get to feel the shift. I get to see them shifted. And I get to see them having the results they want. And so that's the distinction for me with the coaching that's intellectual. When I can do both and I come in more powerfully in my world, I love to do the energy medicine because I love people to leave feeling what's possible. I can talk. And talk and talk, but no, so can everybody else. I want them to feel what else is possible so they leave knowing, no kidding.
You know, and Allison, and the other part that you know, because, you know, you and I have had these amazing conversations, and so this conversation that we're having now is just keep bringing a lot of things back to clarity for me. And one of the things that you know that I appreciate is you understand that this is a journey. You understand that when you bring that person on and you're giving them that clearing, that is just the beginning and not the end. And there's a lot of coaches out there right now that are just making it like it's this instantaneous shift. And then when the old patterns show up, their clients are mad with them, right? Their clients are mad with them. Because their clients are feeling like, well, wait a minute, you told me this was going to be instantaneous. And I, you know, because I had clients like that, because a lot of my clients are coaches. And I'm like, okay, no, you must understand that you need to change your language there. Because if you don't change your language there, you're setting yourself up for disgruntled clients. And that's exactly what happens. And you already know that. You know that it's that journey and that you talk about that journey. And I remember listening to one of your clearings, and you were telling them it is most beneficial for you to be doing these clearings every week for the next 3 months. I think it was 3 months that you said.
Yeah.
Because it's going to help from that old conditioning that comes back. Remember, our cells, you know, it's just like when you are in fitness, when we talk about muscle memory, our cells have a memory. And you help them through that. So I'm so excited. I just really am excited to really help you really spread your message and get in front. You know, there's so much more that you're just meant to do, so much more that you're meant to do. And I'm really grateful to help you with that.
Ah, That's fully received. Thank you. We have not the time to go into talking about the strategies for the show about launching live events and speaking events, but for those of you who want more information on that, feel free to contact Tina. Tina, do you want to give out your any information, the best contact point?
Sure, absolutely. So TinaBrinkleyPotts.com is my website. It's also Facebook, Instagram, everything. So if you just go look Tina Brinkley Potts, you can connect with me on every platform.
Thank you, Tina, so much for blessing me and this audience with your brilliance. And feel free to listen again. There's a lot to catch y'all. And if you want to get in touch with me, the information is on the page. Much love, many blessings, enjoy the releases. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us and allowing yourself this time to expand and become more of who you're here to be. Dr. K has a range of different offerings of her vibrational upgrades at all price points, including free. So for more information, please go to www.alisonjk.com. Dr. K's first book, What If There's Nothing Wrong, is available on Amazon.com. Dr. K also has a weekly clearing and activation call that is attended by her most advanced clients and students, an important activity in keeping themselves aligned and their vibration high. We'd love to have you come and play. Om Shanti.